We're so glad she's here. Would you give her a welcome? And Cindy, we're just going to turn the service over to you.
Hallelujah.
And I've given her license. You sing, you shout, you encourage, you preach, you teach, whatever you want.
Yay. So,
and she said it might be a little song, a little exhortation, a little more song, whatever. We're going to flow with her, right?
Yes. Praise
yes.
God.
Amen. We're going to flow with her.
Praise Love God. You. Good
Praise
morning.
God. She's been a friend Praise of Sandy God. And I
yes.
for a long time.
Hi,
a long time.
Sandy. I didn't see you. Excuse us.
Hi, honey. I love you so much. I'm so glad to see you.
You are. Praise God. I am so glad to be here. What a treat and an honor. Praise God. You're a miracle. Hallelujah, you're a miracle. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Let's give God glory. Oh, I love you so much. Praise God. I love you. Sandy, when I was not pregnant, we adopted Peyton and Austin. But when we were adopting, Sandy helped me. I had questions. What do I do? What do I do? And she was giving me answers. So do you remember that? Oh, my goodness. Yes, I think so. And it might have been Austin that we were adopting that with that, but I love you so much. Oh my gosh. I don't care. Just hang on. Just hang on. We'll just hang on and hug. That's all we did all day, we don't care. Hallelujah. You're so sweet. I love you so much. Praise God. I love you. We get better as we age instead of worse. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're telling ourselves that. Wrinkles and all. We don't care. Aww. And we've had wrinkles in the most unusual places lately. Strange. They show up on our legs, on your ankles. You think, really? Wrinkles on your ankles. The most. How do you fix that? Hallelujah. Lotion. Amen. Amen. I love you. Praise God. I'm going to let you go, but we're going to be right here. Praise God. Oh, let's just give Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. Give Jesus. Hey, Tim, buddy, how are you, man? Good to see you. You look good in that outfit. Just Your wife is amazing. Always. Come. Are you guys blessed in this church or what? Come on. Let's all stand one more time, if you don't mind. Hey, everybody. I'm so glad to be with you this morning. What a treat and an honor. Can we just lift up our hands and see what Jesus has for us? Father, we thank you. Oh, we love you today. Come on, let's lift our voice. We love you. We bless and worship your name this morning, Father. We worship you. Oh, we give you thanks, Father. We give you praise in this place. What a good God you are. What a Father. What a healing Father. What a faithful God you are to us today. And we worship. We worship your name. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Find at least three or four people and tell them God's going to bless you today. Come on. He's got something good for you today. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Start that first track. Come on. We win. Look at your neighbor and tell him we win. Come on. Come on, we win. Praise God. You can be seated whenever you want to. Oh, yeah, yeah. Father, we thank you this morning for the greater one. On the inside, the mighty Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah. We love him. We love him this morning. Yes, we do. Praise God. Oh, oh, yeah. Come on. Oh, Satan, he's a liar. He's a defeated foe. We got the victory, and this one thing I know, we win.
We win.
Come on, we win.
We win.
Oh, we win in him.
We win in him, yeah.
Oh, no matter what has happened or what's been going down, Jesus won the victory, and we get to wear his victor's crown. We win.
We win.
Come on, yeah, yeah.
We win.
We win.
We win in him, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, his mercy's new this morning. Provisions here at noon. I'm praising him at midnight, and I am going through black eagles, it's time for us to soar. We're living by the Spirit, God, His word is our sword. Come on, we're winning.
Don't you know
we win. Yes, we do,
don't
my
you
friend.
Know
we win. Yeah. He's given us His Spirit, He's given us His name. We're using it and taking authority just the same. We win.
Yes,
come on, somebody say thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
We win.
We win. Oh, His presence is our refuge. His joy is our strength. He causes us to triumph in everything. We us win. I once was lost, but now I win. Yes, I do. In Him I win. Every time I win. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I'm saved. Oh, anybody say it with me this morning? I win. Come on, say I win. I win. We win. I win. I win. Oh, yes, I do. Sing it again. We win. Come on, say we win. We win. Oh, yes, we win. We win. Doesn't matter about that devil, friend. We win. We win. We win. Oh, yes, we do. In Him. Thank you, Jesus. We win. In Him, we win. Come on, girl. We win. Oh, yeah. We win in Him. Don't you know? Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, just lift your voice. Say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Okay, now listen. I have a problem because you have the words up there, and I sing different words sometimes. So if you see different words, just know. So we don't know all the words sometimes. I'm so thankful that the Holy Ghost helps us, doesn't He? Hallelujah. He gives us victory in every situation. Thanks be to God. Everybody say thanks. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph. I love Psalms. It says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Yes. Did you notice it didn't say, oh, magnify the problem? Oh, magnify the situation. How many know that's a natural tendency to want to magnify what you see, what you feel? But He said, magnify what? The Lord. What happens with a magnifying glass when you put something, it looks bigger. How many know the enemy is a defeated foe? He's defeated. But he likes to make things look bigger. And when we magnify it, it gets bigger in our eyes, and sometimes it looks impossible. But I love what the angel said to Mary, talking to her. She said, man, how's this going to happen? How many know that pretty much was an impossible situation? I'm not married. You said I'm going to have a baby. That's like impossible. And he said, I love what he said. He said, your cousin Elizabeth is already having a baby. It was impossible too. And with God, all things are possible. And that word there, Pastor, I just studied this. I never saw this till this week. That word there, with God, nothing shall be impossible. That word nothing right there is rhema. With God, every rhema word, every spoken word, I didn't either. I jumped up and had to run around the house where I was staying. You know, when I saw it, I got so excited. With God, every spoken word shall not be impossible. Praise God. That's not just logos. That's every light bulb. Every light bulb. What he said, what he spoke, what he said. And you know, sometimes you got to, not sometimes, what you don't realize is you're saying something. You're saying something. But there's sometimes you need to talk back to what's in front of you. Not just, Jesus said, you know, he came in talking to a tree. What the tree? The tree said something to him. You didn't know they had talking trees 2,000 years ago, did you? Really? You thought you were at Disneyland. Those trees talk at Disneyland, you know. But this tree talked. It said something to Jesus. It said, you're not going to eat. There's no provision for you. And Jesus, the Bible says, answered. He answered it. In other words, it said something to him. How many have been upstairs and a bill is talking to you? You can hear it all the way. It's downstairs. You can hear it upstairs. How many of your body said things to you? Yeah. What do? We act just like Jesus. We answer it. We talk back. I know your mama taught you not to talk back, but you better talk back to the enemy. There's sometimes you need to talk back. Put on that next song. Better watch it. Hallelujah. Sometimes I talk back. Sometimes you gotta talk back. You better talk back. Look at your neighbor and say, come on, you better talk back this morning. Come on. Oh, yeah, yeah. Better watch, devil, watch your two.
You better watch
who you're pursuing. Oh, for greater is he that's living in me than he that is in the world. And I'm equipped with that sword of the Spirit. I got his word in my mouth, can you hear it? I'm not gonna be moved by circumstances. Not gonna be moved by feelings, no. Come on. Not gonna be moved by what I see. I'm only ruled by the word of the Lord. Oh, yes, I am. That's my rule. It's the word of the Lord. You better watch your devil, watch your doing. You better watch who you're pursuing. Oh, for greater is he that's living in me than he that is in the world. Sword of the Spirit. I've got his word in my heart. Can you hear
it? Let it speak to you.
I'm not gonna be moved by circumstances. Not gonna be moved by feelings. No, not gonna be moved by what I see. I'm only ruled by the word of the Lord. Oh, yes, I am. I'm ruled by the word of the Lord. Oh, Jesus gave me authority over every single enemy. So take that trash you've been talking to me and get up, devil, I am walking free. Sickness, disease, and poverty, none of those cursings belong to me. Hey, take that stuff you've been trying on me. In the name of Jesus, devil, I'm walking free. Come on. You better watch your devil, watch your doing. You better watch who you're pursuing. Well, for greater is he that's living in me than he that is in the world. And I'm equipped with the sword of the Spirit. I've got his word in my heart, can you hear it? I'm not gonna be moved by circumstances. Not gonna be moved by feelings, no. Not gonna be moved by what I see. I'm only standing on the word of the Lord. Oh, yes, I am. I'm ruled by the word of the Lord.
Yes,
Jesus said this. Go into all the world and preach the gospel He said, whatsoever things you bind on earth would be bound in heaven. He said, these signs will follow them that believe in my name. They'll cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll shake off serpents. And if anything that they drink is deadly, it won't hurt them. They'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise God. And he sent them forth to preach. Praise God. Cast out devils. He said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye, therefore, oh, come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. What do we talk back? We talk back victory. We win. We win. We win. Come on. Yeah. You know, when Bruce went home, anybody remember Bruce Black? He was here with me the last time I think we were here, years ago. He took off and went to heaven on me. And when I get there, I'm going to slap the tar out of him. Come on, that's exactly right for leaving me here down here by myself. Come on, Sandy, I'll get you in line behind me. We get up there, we'll just pop him one, hallelujah. You know, how many know heaven's never defeat? Never, not for a Christian. It doesn't matter when they go, you know. We want everybody to stay and be blessed and be well and see the victory, praise God. But when people do go, it's not defeat. It's the last hurdle that we cross, and it's victory. Praise God. It's victory. It's blessing. It's really, really good. But down here, we win. And that first song and this next song that I'm going to do both came. All the songs I'm singing this morning came from the Holy Ghost out of a test, out of a victory, out of overcoming, out of something that God brought us through. Praise God. We were pastoring in California and had a really rough go pastoring. And when we got done with this church, I always wondered if we missed God, but some of our most precious relationships and people came out of those churches. You know, sometimes there's just tests. And sometimes the enemy just shows up to challenge the victory, challenge what belongs to us. The good news is Jesus whooped him. He whooped him. And we don't have to get the victory. We are enforcing what he did for us. But I'll never forget, after feeling so defeated, leaving that pastorate, and you just thought, you know, everybody liked us when we traveled on the road. Then we started pastoring. You found out people didn't like you so much, you know. You just thought, well, right? Hello. You just thought, you know, okay. You know, and then, you know, I do. It's one thing to make a mistake with Pastor, I know you felt this way before. It's one thing to make a mistake on a building or on a crash a car. I've never had a wreck driving forward. That ought to tell you something right there. You know, it's one thing to hurt something, an object, but sometimes when you hurt people, you know, you're dealing with people and you feel, you know, the weight of it, the gravity of it. And I'll never forget, we were getting ready to leave that church, and I was in the sanctuary walking, praying in other tongues. The mighty Holy Ghost, when you're at your worst, will strengthen you, will pray out his perfect will, will guide you into all truth. Jesus said this. He said, I will not leave you as an orphan, as one without a parent. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you helpless. I will send him, and he will come, not just to be with you like I'm with you, but now he's going to abide on the inside. Victory's on the inside. Strength is on the inside. And when we tap him, when we tap in to that greater one, when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we tap. How many have ever seen somebody tap a well, or, you know, you turn the tap water on? What does that mean? Man, you tap it, you get a switch on, and it gets something flowing. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, we tap him. We tap power. We tap wisdom. We were reading on the way here yesterday Proverbs, and Proverbs says, wisdom flows. Wisdom lives on the inside. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, we tap wisdom. Wow. You can be up against a devil, up against the gates of hell. They won't prevail against you. What are we going to tap when we get there? What are we going to tap? You going to tap feelings? How many know feelings will jump out ahead of you, in front of you, and want to lead and guide you? Yeah, they do. I've told my feelings, you get behind me right now. I'm not following you. Well, then what are we going to follow? Yes, we follow the Holy Ghost, who leads and guides us into, somebody help me, all truth. What's that? That's this. That's this. I was loving what Pastor was saying this morning about me so precious, and I thought, you know, if you look at yourself, if you look, you see your inconsistencies, you see your inability, you see where God's brought you from. When Adam and Eve fell, the first thing they did was look at themselves. They saw we're not clothed adequately anymore. They saw insecurity. They saw deficiency. They saw, first time they looked at their bodies and weren't pleased. How many know God loves you? When he looks at you, he doesn't look at you with a spirit of disdain. He looks at you with the spirit of victory. He looks at you through everything he did. He clothed you in his own righteousness. He clothed us. Say, well, how do I look at myself? Instead of looking like this, when Pastor was talking, I thought, I'm just blessed to have been in the room with these people. Just blessed to get to be there. I was so blessed. We were blessed to get to serve Brother Hagin, to get to help, you know, to get to do that. Thank God. And what they taught us, what Pastor Webb put in us, that helps identify who we are in Christ. Shows us. Brother Hagin, Scott Webb, Ed Dufresne, Nancy Dufresne, they never lead you to themselves. They always led you to him, his word, what he said, what he's done. Those people are safe. That's safe. Hallelujah. And consistency there. But we don't look. First thing that happened, if you catch yourself looking at what you're not or how you can't produce it, God will always have you doing something bigger than you are, bigger than you can produce, bigger than your ability, because otherwise we'd walk by sight.
And cost more than the money you have.
Exactly. And cost more than the money we have. He will provide. He's our provision. He's our unlimited source. Hallelujah. And we can trust him. We trust him, and we grow in that. $50 this week, next time it's $100. Hallelujah. Praise God. $150 this week, next time it's $200. Praise God. We grow in this thing. We grow. And I was walking in the sanctuary that morning, and I'll never forget, I was so discouraged looking at what mess it looked like we had made, or how defeated we looked. And I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. And as I prayed, a song, actually it came out, not a song, after it was done, I went, that's a song. But it came out in prophecy. The Lord will lead and guide you into all truth, into victory. The pneuma, I love the name of the Holy Ghost there in Mary, with Mary. He said, who? She said, how shall this be? And she said that. And he said, the Holy Ghost, that word is this, the awesome pneuma. We're pneumas. We're made in his image. We have a spirit, but now the awesome pneuma lives on the inside, strengthens us, guides us, puts us over, takes us into victory. Oh, hallelujah. How do we do that? We talk back to the devil and we tap the awesome pneuma. We tap him. We tap in. How do you do that? On the inside, he resides. And he has baptized us with dunamis, with miracle power. He has baptized us with power. Jesus said, you're going to need this power. You're going to need an extra dose called the Holy Ghost. You're going to need to be able to pray things when you don't know what to pray. You're going to need to be able to tap him when you're weak. Hallelujah. And I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, and out comes words. How many know words? God spoke words. The Holy Ghost hovered over the deep in creation. Let me tell you something. The word deep right there is two words actually, tohu vabohu. Somebody just corrected me the right way to say it. Tohu vabohu, Hebrew, and it means this, destruction and utter chaos. That's what was the darkness. The Holy Ghost hovered over destruction and utter chaos. Why? Because the enemy had been there. Anywhere he shows up, darkness, chaos, destruction comes. But the Holy Ghost was not afraid of it. He's not afraid of what the enemy has said about your kids. He's not afraid about what the enemy has said about your body. He's not afraid of what the enemy has said about your marriage. He's hovering over it, waiting for a word. And the word came from God the Father, light be. Hallelujah. And when the word was spoken, light be, the Holy Ghost went into manifestation. Boom. He's not afraid of the test. He's not afraid of the challenge. He's not afraid of the enemy. And we're not afraid to side in with him. We're not afraid to talk back and talk the word. Oh, I need to quit and sing. Start that song, and this is how this song came. Hey, do me a favor and don't put the words up, because everybody's watching the words. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Come on, let's just lift up our hands. Magnify him this morning. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you and give you thanks, Father, for your mercies that endure forever. Oh, we love you, Jesus. The enemy would like to say that I'm through. God says I have more for you to do. Now don't give up, no. And don't give in. The enemy would like to say that I'm done. God says, child, you've just begun. Now don't give up, no. And don't give in. 'Cause I'm in him and he's in me. How can I have anything but victory? I won't give up, no. I won't give in. In Christ Jesus, I am free. There is no impossibility. I won't give up, no. I won't give in. I'll look inside where he abides in me and just press through to the victory, cause I win.
I win.
Come on in here.
I win in him.
Oh, the greater one is living great in me, and thanks be to God I got the victory. I win.
I win.
In him.
I win.
The enemy would say give up today. God says stand up and take your place and don't give up, no, and don't give in. The enemy would say you cannot win. God says you already did in him, and don't give up, no, now don't give in. Cause I'm in him and he's in me. How can I have anything but victory? I won't give up, no, I won't give in. In Christ Jesus, I am free. There is no impossibility, and I won't give up, no. I won't give in. I look inside where he abides in me and just press through to the victory, cause
I win
in him. Living great in me. Thanks be to God, I got the victory. I win.
I win.
In him.
I win. Yeah.
Oh, the greater one is living great in me. Thanks be to God, I got the victory. I win.
I win.
In him.
I win. Yeah.
Oh, the greater one is living great in me. I'm gonna give him praise. I got the victory. Somebody say, we know,
win,
we know. Come on, put your hand right here and say, I win,
I win.
Come on, right here. I win, I win in him, I win. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, 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 thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's just give him praise. Thanks be to God who always, always, always causes me to shine. In Christ, I win. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. We've got some wonderful stuff out there. I'll let you know about. Thank you, hon. We win. We have a t-shirt. It says we win. We just got to do a live album, which was really fun. It's coming out here sometime soon. I got to do it with a whole bunch of really good people. They made me look better. Yay. How many know we hang out with people who make us look good? How many know you just look better at Dillard's than you do at Walmart? Come on. That's just the truth. Dillard's looks better than Walmart. So you just go hang out at Dillard's. Hallelujah. So we got this t-shirt. This is really been my my scripture since Bruce went home. Oh, thanks, Pastor. We win. Come on, you win, Sandy, you win. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for victory. Thoughts and plans for good, not evil, to prosper you, for a future and a hope. Plans for an expected end. Wah-ha-ha, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, an expected end. And range gere la brajo zovrege se carabacalini namasa fute bere. Though the enemy aramongende abongongreze ke la rabaske. You stood the test. You stood the test of time. Oh, you operated, and things are going just fine. So don't look at what you see. Don't look at what could be. Keep your eyes on me. For the enemy, when he rose up, ha ha, sits in a seat of defeat. And you sit in Christ in me. Though he may say, and though he may speak, we say the end. We speak from the beginning what the Lord has said the end shall be. So the end shall come, and it shall come to pass, and it shall be at last. Ha, ha, ha. So eyes up and eyes on me. Eyes up on the victory. Eyes up. Don't be moved by what you see. Eyes up. Ha, ha, ha. And the enemy will flee. Woohoo! Come on, somebody. Say, what was that? That was a tongue and an interpretation during the announcements. That's, come on, we like that. Hey, who would like to have this T-shirt? You want it. You got it, sweetheart. You go out there and get you the right size afterwards. Sorry, she takes precedence today. Hallelujah. Then we've got Cindy Black, the best of Cindy Black. It's got every album that we've done up till the Christmas album. You're going to get that one too, baby. And this is over $150,000 worth of music. It's all of our, Bruce's Trumpet Worship is on there. The healing anointing, we've had over 21 reports, Pastor, come on, boom, of people being healed of terminal cancer with that album. Praise God. In our office, written out. Praise God. 21 people who got healed. Because Proverbs says this, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, because they are life, medicine to all your flesh. This album has scriptures on it. The one girl, one of the most amazing testimonies, this Catholic hospital called us and said, we like that healing album. Can you send us some? We're like, we sent them for free. Here, put them in ICU. The nuns put them in ICU. But her friend, they did that because of this. Her friend took it in there with a CD player. It was when CDs, these are drives, thumb drives. Anybody know what a thumb drive is? You just pop this thing out and stick it in your thing and do whatever you do, and the instructions are in here. So, yeah, amen. I'm old school. Hallelujah. I still have a CD player. Amen. Stuck it in, and she typed out all the scriptures, pulled them up, and they taped them all over her room, and they even taped them above her bed so she'd see them when her eyes woke up. And they said she'll never leave the hospital. She's past stage four. She's on her way. She's at death's door. In 2 weeks, she walked out. Walked out. Healed by the power of God. So those sweet nuns put that to every room in the place playing. Hallelujah. Healing. Hallelujah. Healing songs. Praise God. So that's on here. We've got that back there on CD as well. If you want it on CD that way. We've got Shout Now back there. Where's Sweetie Pie? You guys work for Pastor Mark. I got this song on here called When He Sees Me, He Sees Me in Him. We may do it today. Yes, it's all about who you are in Christ. One of Pastor Mark's meetings we did with him. And we got that. And it's on here, Shout Now. You may have the old cover. It's gone through two covers. That means you're old. Hallelujah. And we've also got a new one. Jesus gave me a sweet smooch. Have you ever gotten a smooch from Jesus? Just give you a kiss and let you do something. I'd always wanted to do a Christmas album, and when I left pastoring after Bruce went home, I pastored our church for 2 years. When we pastored, when Bruce left, we were 20,000 in the hole, and we'd had a split a couple years earlier and had gone back to 100. We were right at 200, bounced back to 100, and when he left, two folks, which tells you the integrity of the people that were in that church, amazing, left, you know, for whatever reason. Sometimes people move. We never look at what the people who leave. We look at the people who are there. Hallelujah. you got a blonde girl who's never been the lead pastor. He was the lead. I just told him what to do. That's a joke. He was a man. He had everything set up so well. I'm so thankful. All I did was step into that place, and everybody ran itself. It was set up so well. And I just looked like I knew what I was doing. But we did that for 2 years. And when we left, the Holy Ghost started dealing with us about going back on the road again, which I'd always been on the road a little bit down through the years, you know. And when we left with $25,000 in the bank account, $180,000 in savings. We'd grown 10 families, which is nothing short of a miracle, is it, Pastor? Nothing short of miraculous. Nothing short of a miracle, because we had a church that was healing, we had a staff that was healing, and we had a wife that was in the lead who was healing, who's blonde, who can't do math. I have a great chip for directions, but me and math, mm-mm. Last week I ran into a guy who was had a doctorate in math, and I said, God bless you. Hallelujah. So when I went on the road, the devil said, you know, because you no salary, no job, you know, no church behind you anymore. You know, the Lord set it up. The founding pastor came off the mission field. It was a God thing. God things are good things. Good things are God things. Hallelujah. Came back, you know, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I go, I was looking at an empty calendar sitting at Rhema at camp meeting, and said, Who wants anybody? Nobody knows I'm... No, you do. I love you. I want you to. Nobody knows I'm out, and nobody... in December, nobody wants anybody. I know. We pastored. I know what Decembers are like. I know harvest parties. I know. I get it, you know. And it's July, and I'm leaving August 1st. It's July 25th. And I said, God, I said, how do I do this? And he said, anybody who wants you, go there and book around that. And there were two people who'd ever asked me to come. And so I said, okay, God. So I contacted them and just contacted people around them. And one pastor was so cute, really great church, great pastor. And he goes, Cindy Black, he goes, I know you. And one of the pastors had told me, call him. You know, because I just don't call people I don't know, you know. It doesn't work well. Booking is my hardest thing, Pastor. I still am booking. I call people. People I believe someday will call me so much I don't have to call anybody. I'll just go, hey, yeah, I'll be there. You know, that's coming in Jesus' name. But I still have to call people. That's very hard. That's the hardest part of that and the luggage at carousel number 3. That and carousel number 3 are the hardest things I do. Getting to the rental car with 4 bags. Hallelujah. 4 big bags. Book table. Blonde. It's just a blonde thing. Bags and book table. Oh, blonde thing. So I'm sitting there and I said, God, I laid my hand on that calendar. And he said, this is what he said. Because I was getting ready to do this We Win album. And he said, hey, ask him if you can do a Christmas album real quick. It's July, December. And I said, oh. And he said, I said, okay. And I got to thinking, I'd written like 3 or 4 Christmas songs, and then there are lots of good Christmas songs, you know. So I said, okay. So went that afternoon. We had them all laid out that afternoon. It started that afternoon working on it. Crazy. And had no money to do it, and the money came. Somebody called and said, we heard you're doing a Christmas album. Can we pay for half? I said, yeah, you can, you know. And then the other came. I'm telling you, since I left, there hadn't been 1 month that we haven't made budget. There hadn't been 1 month that God didn't show up. This month, your pastor had mercy on me and had me in. You know, that's unusual for a pastor to do 2 guest speakers in a row. I thanked him last night. I said, Pastor, thank you for having me. That's really huge. You know, thank you. That's a Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. That's a big deal. We're getting ready to go into Pakistan. We have an opportunity to minister to 50,000 women. And we're getting ready to go. We've been on TV in Pakistan, Iran. We're on with a program there, and it's going. The other day, the guy really excited. He said, "You're our top producer right now." I thought, me? You know, they're producing the show for free. They're doing it all. And he said, yeah. He said, this month alone, you have 580 hits. People who watched you all the way through to the end. And I said, wow, Iran, Pakistan, Lebanon, all those nations, you know, it's on in there. Australia, it's running. So hallelujah, man. But I'm excited about that. We just came back from Africa 2 weeks ago, I think it was. And we're getting ready to go to Africa again, getting ready to go to Europe. And Bruce and I spent an extensive time before when the wall came down in Eastern Europe helping start churches. And some of those churches now I'm going back to. It's so cool, you know. So we're going back and doing that, Albania and Romania and Eastern Europe. And you know, we're not going to Kiev right now, you know, but how many know we use wisdom? How many know? So y'all pray for us because we're protected by the blood. We're protected. We're led by the Spirit and protected. But this Christmas album, all December, this came out, and we did Christmas concerts. So busy, I didn't have enough time to get to everybody doing Christmas concerts. And I was 60 when I made this, and you got to hear this 60 or 61, I guess I was, but this 61-year-old white woman rap the little drummer boy. It's worth the whole thing to do that. That's a drive too. I think we have CDs out there as well. And we've got We Win back there. All these songs came by the Holy Ghost. They'll help you. They'll help you. We've got CDs. We've got drives. We've got that back there. You can get those. And you say, why should I do that? Because I put on stuff that encourages my spirit. I put on stuff that does that. And where's a usher? Just go hand these out to people. Sandy, you've got a whole set already back there. Oh, yes, ma'am. Are you kidding me? I know good ground. When we see it, you're welcome. And then if you don't have this book, I've redone this and made it better. This is Bruce's book called Catch the Spirit of Prayer and Supernaturally Pray Out God's Plan for Your Life. I want to read you something, and then I'm going to do resting. I want to read you something that the Lord gave me getting on an airplane right after I left the church. And this book talks about praying out the plan of God. How can I ensure that I get the plan? How can I ensure that I'm walking in the plan? And I was getting on a Delta Airlines after I left the church. Sorry, it wasn't United. And I'm flying United to Wyoming coming up, though, next week. Yay, into Riverton. So they're the only ones who fly into Riverton. So I was hoping you would fly me, get that. I'll give you my day. Maybe you can get on that flight anyway. He's like, no, not happening. I'm getting on Delta Airlines, and a spirit of fear hit me walking down the jet bridge. You know, how you gonna pay for this? People, you got empty services. You got empty people who don't want you. How you gonna do this? How's this gonna, come on, just do it. How's this gonna happen? And I got on the plane, and I noticed I just felt shaky. Have you ever just felt shaky? You know, thoughts, questions, why? Why'd that happen? What's going on? Don't get stuck in the whys, huh, Pastor? No, we don't go why, what. That leads to nothing but defeat. It leads to nothing but unbelief. What we do is say what he said. We look back, looking unto Jesus, not why. looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith. And we tap him. This Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, we're missing half our life not praying in the Holy Ghost. We need to be building ourselves up. We need to be praying out His perfect will. This book will give you such light and such a spirit of faith to tap the Holy Ghost, what you're doing. And it tells a lot what we learned with Brother Hagin and that way learning how this. But I sat down and I began to quietly, I was in bulkhead in coach on that inside seat. I'll never forget, I sat down. So I'm not disturbing anybody, but I'm tapping him. I'm tapping power. I'm tapping wisdom. I'm tapping the greater one, greater than what I'm feeling, greater than the challenge, greater than the money, greater than it all. Amen. And all of a sudden it came out in English, and I grabbed my pen and begin to write what he was saying. And this is what I said. I don't know if there's room for me. I don't know exactly where to go. I don't, and room for me, I was thinking, room for me in the ministry, room for me with somebody else. Is there anybody else that would even want me? I love you. How many know it doesn't matter what's happened in the plan? It doesn't matter where you've messed up, Pastor. It doesn't matter what challenge came, and it looked like when Bruce left, the plan's over. It looked like, but Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plan, says the Lord. I know the plan. The thing is, we want to know the plan. How do we tap the plan? We tap him, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I know the plan that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good. Doesn't matter what showed up. Abraham, when he went and God said, you take Isaac and take a knife and a sacrifice, you sacrifice that child. Abraham said, I know the plan. I know what God has said, and we'll come back. The challenge looked like, hey, we're in a test. Everything God had given me is leaving right here. I don't know if there's room for me. I don't know exactly where to go. I don't want to miss God's best or his supernatural flow. I myself don't know the plan that my Father sees for me. Have you ever felt that way? God, I know you know the plan. I'd sure like to see it. In the natural realm, there are details I simply cannot see. My mind, it tries to figure out. Anybody ever done that? And show me every possible way. Have you ever had your mind try to show you every way? And you're thinking, is this thing, nothing like, blow your nose, right? How is this thing, how's this thing going to happen? My mind tries to figure out and show me every possible way. It seems like I'm trying really hard to see the future here today. This plan must first be prayed and not just plotted out. Prayed, not just plotted out. It's praying in the Holy Ghost by faith that brings it all about. It's praying out a mystery. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, when we pray in the Spirit, we pray out mysteries. We pray out His plan. The Bible says in Romans 8:26, that when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we pray, sometimes we don't know what. Everybody say what? We don't know what to pray, but we do know how. How we pray is in the Holy Ghost. We pray by the Spirit, and He intercedes for us His perfect will and plan. Ooh. It's praying out a mystery. Yes, it's a mystery to who? Not God. To me. But it's not to the Holy Ghost, who hears and knows the plan of God that I can't see. I can't see it, but He hears it, and He knows it. How do I navigate? Who will I marry? That's on my list right now. Mm-hmm. Who am I going? You guys are looking at me like, oh, my gosh. Yes, you did. You married the right one, honey. I'm telling you, you did. Come on. It doesn't matter what's happened in the plan. Bruce Black is gone. One of the last things he said to me, he said, baby, he said, you ought to get remarried again. And I looked at him and said, shut up. I said, we're not talking about that. And he said, no, you need to know. He said, whatever you decide is fine. He said, but it's okay with me. He said, you're young. And I couldn't even conceive, couldn't even, you know, your heart's broke. You can't even think about that right then. But there came a day where a light bulb went on and went, hey, Cinderella. Cinderella needs a fella. 1-800-CINDERELLA. We're taking applications, 10,000 apiece. Amen. I'm joking. I'm playing. How do I navigate? Who will I marry? Those are questions. Where exactly do I go? My mind seems to want to explore every avenue and still just does not know. Anybody been there? I look to the greater one on the inside who in me, always does abide. I look to him and his unchanging word, for this is the shadow of his wing where I hide. Oh, hallelujah. I'm safe abiding in his love and secure in his strong hand. I trust him who knows the road that I must walk because he leads me in his plan. I trust the Lord, so in the Holy Ghost I begin to yield myself to pray. I pray out the plan of God in other tongues. They're mysteries that I say, not mysteries to the Lord of Lords who knows every single thing, but mysteries to my little brain who tries to figure out what does that mean. I yield my tongue to the Spirit's ways and mysteries through me, he does pray. Intercession he makes on my behalf. In a heavenly, precious language, I pray out my path. Hallelujah. From my belly, rivers of living water flow. From my belly, I begin to speak supernaturally to my Father. I pray out divine mysteries. I'll never be lost. I'll never be disappointed. I'll never be dismayed. When I pray his perfect will in the Holy Ghost, he takes hold together with me today. Oh, hallelujah. His Spirit that lives greater in me leads me into all truth. I can now clearly see the plan of God and clearly see my next move. Oh, what a plan. No fear, no sorrow, no lack, and no defeat. When I pray in the mighty Holy Ghost, he makes the way for me. Put on resting. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, can we just lift our hands and thank him? Come on, he's so good. He's so good. Oh, Father, we love you. We love you. Every promise that we see. Every promise that you said. I know you will perform. Start that over. I missed the top of that track. You forgive me. We'll just start over. Oh. Every promise that you said, I know you will perform. By your Spirit I am led, and you keep me from all harm. Promises are sure, not one word will ever fail. And I'm standing on those words, they will prevail. I am resting in your love, resting on your promise. I'm not held back by my past, I'm not afraid of my future, for I'm hidden in your hands. I'm surrounded by your goodness. I'm resting in your love, resting on your promises. By your stripes I was healed. You bore my griefs and sorrows. I can do all things through Christ. I have strength for my tomorrows. You supply my every need, and every weapon formed shall fall. Lord, I'm trusting in your words, and I'll stand on, 'cause I am resting in your love, resting on your promise. I'm not held back by my past, I'm not afraid of my future, for I'm hidden in your hands. I'm surrounded by your goodness, and I'm resting in your love, resting on your promises.
I am
healed by your stripes. I know I'm healed. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall stand. Come on, we thank you this morning. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful to perform those things. I'm resting in your love. Oh, I'm resting, resting, I'm resting. Yes, I am. I'm resting in your love. Oh, I'm resting. I am resting in, resting in your love. Oh, I am resting in your love. I'm resting on this promise. I'm not held back by my past. I'm not afraid of my future. For I'm hidden in your hands, and I'm surrounded by your. Resting on your promises. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. If you need healing in your body right now, we can rest on the fact that he said when hands are laid on the sick, they shall recover. I believe that we'll lay hands on you today and the healing power of God will flow right into your body. Hallelujah. And that healing will either begin or we agree with the Holy Ghost who's on the inside of you, who's already working healing in your body. One of the best ways I've ever won battles has been this with Romans 8:1. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. There's a law in the earth. Death's in the earth. Death is the last hurdle that we'll cross. Someday there will be no death. Why is it so hard when there's separation and somebody goes home and it hurts and you think, it's just so weird. Like, how even is that, that they're not here? Because it was never meant to be. We were never supposed to be separated from the Father. We were never supposed to, sin was never supposed to reign. But it happened. But God had a plan to fix it. Sometimes things happen. People go home. There's pain. There's hurt. Sometimes things happen in people's life. We make mistakes. Anybody ever made a mistake? Bless the Lord, Psalms 103, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Who forgives all our iniquities? Who heals all our diseases? Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies? Oh, who redeems? What does that mean? Something's got to be taken back. The enemy tries to take things that God never intended for us to have. He never intended for you to make mistakes and hurt, but guess what we did? So is blood. There is a fountain on the mercy seat today filled with blood that was put there by our Savior from Emmanuel's veins. And people who miss it plunged beneath that flood. I think it's very interesting that the mercy seat is at the entrance of the throne room. The mercy seat was at the entrance of the Holy of Holies. The mercy seat. What was that? The place where the blood was placed. Let me tell you something. When we walk in today, we don't walk in our own strength, do we? We don't walk in our own righteousness or we our own good works. We walk in. And God says this. He says, if you'll just say, you missed it. I don't like that doctrine, Pastor, that says it's all paid for and we don't have to, any place you miss it, you don't need to say anything. Grace covers it all. Listen, grace is the fuel that the blood applies it. And God said, that wasn't written to Gnostics, that was written to the church. God said, if you'll say you missed it. God said, if you'll say I need a Savior, if you'll say I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll say I receive Him, you receive life. If you'll say, I missed it, not, have you ever missed it and asked Him to forgive you? There was, after we left that church that I was talking about where that song came from, there was a time where it brought a breach in our family. It separated our family. And my family didn't talk to me for 3 years after that because it was all family involved, and it was terrible. And I tried, Pastor, every single thing in the natural. I mean everything. Now, I didn't even have the money to do it and spent money doing stuff and tried. And the breach, couldn't fix the breach. And I remember one day I went to do my hair because that's what blondes do. We do our hair. I went to do my hair and I began to weep again. And I said, oh, God. We missed it so bad, God. We missed it. Oh, God. Forgive me. We could have done. We should have done. We might ought to have done. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. I could have done that so much better, God. Oh, God. Oh. And I'll never forget, I was blow drying my hair, and I don't know why except the Lord. I turned around to look, and when I turned around and looked, I saw behind me what looked like Steamboat Springs, a mountain coming down. I grew up in Colorado, and Bruce grew up in Mattoon. He's a good Central Illinois boy. Hallelujah. And looked like a ski slope. And I saw our children's minister who died of cancer that I couldn't get healed, that I felt like I failed because she didn't get healed. I should have been able to get you healed. How many know Jesus is the healer? How many know we believe, but He's the healer? I saw her. I saw the house that we shouldn't have bought. We bought a house, and we had a check. The Lord said, don't do it. And we thought, there's no other place. Something else came available the next month. We should have just waited. We spent our life savings and lost it all. Saw the house, saw my family and mistakes, and I saw it all behind me, and I thought, yeah, and at the same time, now remember, God speaks to blondes in blonde. I saw, have you ever seen fondant? Do you know what fondant is? It's icing, not like buttercream, but icing that they roll out, and I saw what looked to me like fondant, this pink fondant, coming all over, and it covered everything all the way and came up right behind me. And as I'm seeing that, I'm hearing, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for His rod and His staff, they comfort me. His word, hallelujah. And then I gets down to the end, and I hear, surely, goodness and mercy. And I'm looking, because that fondant has covered everything. You could see forms of the house, forms of that lady, forms of my family, but the fondant has covered. And the Lord said to me, he said, judgment and condemnation and mistakes are not following you. He said, goodness and mercy is on your heels. That's what's following you, goodness and mercy. And he said this to me. He said, the first time you asked, Lord, the first time you came with godly sorrow, oh God, if any man will confess, say, I missed it, confess his sins, I'll be faithful, 1 John 1:9, and just to forgive him. He said, the first time you asked, you came, you were sorry you missed it. You came with godly sorrow. He said, from that point on, it's been condemnation. The enemy has held you in a place of defeat, in a place of looking at your circumstances, in a place of looking back in sorrow. That's not me. He said, what's following you is not mistakes. It's goodness. It's mercy. Your plan A may look like it went awry. I hate to tell you, there's no plan B. There's another plan A. It's called mercy. You're still on, you're not on XYZ203761. Have you ever felt like that? This must be plan, we're going to do numbers and letters. No, no. It's still plan A, friend. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good. Plans for mercy. Plans for blessing. Praise God. Lay hold on that. Mercy's following us. Praise God. Right now, if you need healing in your body, lift up your hand. Mercy's following you. Healing. All right. Okay. I usually do things a little different. I believe in the ministry of the believer with all my heart. I'm not just anointed, you are. And we lay hands. I'm going to do it a little different. I'll usually say, leave your hand up, and somebody right around you is going to minister life and healing to you. But I'm going to come as well. Right where you're at, can you raise those hands again? I'm going to come as well. But we have believers around us. We're going to lay hands on you. Some of you, like Sandy, are already in faith, already believing. We're setting ourselves in agreement with what's already working on the inside of you. Hallelujah. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is working life. The same Spirit. Hallelujah. So raise your hand real big. Believers around you, get your hands on those people right now. Come on, man. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Okay, lay hands on somebody. And you needed hands too? Sweetheart, would you turn around and lay hands? Did you need hands too? You needed? No. You're good? All right. Amen. Father, we thank you for the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, working life in your body. We know you're healed. Aha! Ha 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 ha! Working life. Working life. Yeah. Yeah, man. It's flowing right into you, Sandy. Praise God. We agree. We agree with that word that's been spoken. We agree with that you're believing for today. We agree with that. Come on, church. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the same Spirit, yeah, that raised Christ from the dead, working life in your body, sweetheart. Life in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah, it's working. It's working. It's working. Raise up your hands and just thank him. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Life's working in your body, sweetheart, right now. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Healing working. Take a big breath and just receive that right there. Yeah, 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 yes. Flowing right into you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You too, sweetheart. You too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the same Spirit. Yeah, take a big breath, brother, and just receive that. Yeah, right there. Right there in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, right there. Right there. Take a big breath and just receive that. Oh, yeah. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Yeah. Praise God. Over here, You need healing, hon? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we set ourselves in agreement. Take a big breath and just receive that. Thank you. That anointing destroys every yoke of bondage. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Catherine, come with me. Hallelujah. Right here. Praise God. Lay your hands on her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for healing working in her body. Take a big breath and just receive that. Yeah, right there. Right there. Right there. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God. Father, we thank you for healing, healing working in her body. In Jesus' mighty name, take a big breath and just receive that. Praise God, say thank you, Lord. Close your eyes and just say thank you. Yeah, he's not just working that, he's working some other things. I heard him say that. I'm doing more than healing. I'm working some things that look impossible, some things that you thought too messed up to even fix. God says, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Trust me. Keep your eyes on me. Praise God, I'm working on it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. New beginnings. New beginning. New beginning for you. New beginning. New beginning. New beginning. God bless you. Take a big breath, brother. Just, yeah, right there. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Take a big breath, sweetheart. Just receive that. Yeah, right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, for that anointing. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for that anointing. Oh, that destroys that. It destroys that yoke. Ha, ha, ha. It is not so. The devil said it's so. God said it's not so. Hallelujah. And his plan will be done. Take a big breath. Hallelujah. Just receive that right there. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Yeah, healing working in her precious body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. That was your toe. Ow. Now we're going to pray for your toe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That healing. That healing power flowing. Yeah, yeah, right there. Right there it is. Praise God, praise God. I can feel it flow out. You know when it did? Yeah, somewhere else. Did I miss somebody? Hallelujah. Two fellas. What two fellas, Pastor? Right there. Okay, one right here. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for healing working. Ha, ha, ha. Take a big breath and just receive that. Yeah, right there. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for that anointing. Ha, ha. Yeah, right there. Woo. Wow. So it's stirred. It's working in you. All right. I'm so sorry. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for that healing anointing working. Ha, ha. Healing. Healing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yeah. It's working. Monday, we command that to go in Jesus' name. Father, I set myself in agreement. Ha, with his faith, ha, 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 the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is quickening your mortal body right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yeah, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for healing, working in her body in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, Mama. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You have authority here in this thing. Praise God. And your faith's working. Don't let the enemy tell you it's not. It is too. Praise God. It's working. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Changes. Changes in your back. Changes. In Jesus' name. Changes. Changes for you. Changes. Hallelujah. Changes. I heard the same thing for you. Changes. Changes. Changes in Jesus' name. Changes. Good changes. Not bad changes. Good changes. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for that healing power flowing in his body. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Praise God. Praise God. What's hurting? Your heart? Is your heart? No? All right. Thank you, Jesus. I heard the word heart. We just speak over your heart, too. Strong. Strong heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power flowing into this precious brother in Jesus' name. Take a big breath, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. A key to being born again is receiving. Mm-hmm. Receiving healing. Received it. I think I already prayed for you, didn't I? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I didn't pray for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Amen. Working in your body right now. Yeah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's always the first shall be last. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for working healing in her body. Take a big breath, sweetie. Just receive right there. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. He loves you so much. He loves you so much. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Receiving, 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 receiving. Praise God. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that anointing. Receiving in the name of Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Wow. Praise God. I saw some hurdles that you overcame. I saw some things that you went through. Hallelujah. And God says, I heard the word. I'm proud of you. Hallelujah. You've made it through. And it was like the word proud. Maybe it wasn't the word proud, but that's the only thing that seems to fit. Hallelujah. But you've made it through. You've walked through some things, and I'm not done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stalwart. Stalwart. In Moshe Zegera, Gira, Bangarezo Sana, and this shall be too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is easy. Easy for you. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Let's lift up our hands and just thank Him. Yes, sir. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come here, sweetheart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's lay hands on Him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Jesus, in Jesus' name. And things are about to change for you. About to change. About to change. About to be brand new. Ha ha. Noti agezeke. What the enemy has tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried to do. God has already carried you through, and He will carry you through anew. Things are about to change. I heard it. Things are about to change for you. Things are about to change. Praise God. And that wasn't from my head, and I don't know that I've ever done that. Hallelujah. With one of my staff there, but that came up. We listened to Him. Healing's not hard. It's just like receiving Jesus. If you've never received Him, how do you receive Jesus? How many know it's easy to get saved? He did the hard work. He died on the cross. He paid the price for us. All we do is receive. If I stood up here today and said I have a $100 bill for anybody, I wish I did, who could receive it, anybody who wants it, what would you do? All you'd have to do is grab it. It's the same way with healing. It's the same way with victory. It's the same way with joy. It's the same way with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you've never been filled with the mighty Holy Ghost and spoken with other tongues, you're missing half your life. You say, do I need to do that? No, you get to. And you need that. Jesus told those disciples who had received the Holy Spirit. They sure had. He walked through the wall, walked in and breathed on them, just like God breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living spirit. Jesus walked through the wall and breathed on them, and their spirit came back again. The Holy Ghost moved on the inside, but everybody who's born again needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost. They're missing such a massive thing, and so are we if we don't pray. from the Holy Ghost. If you've never been filled, lift up your hand right now. You never have received, you're going to receive right now. Lift up your hand and take a big breath. Anybody in here never been filled? What does that mean? I don't speak in tongues. You don't speak in tongues? Close your eyes and lift up your hand. Right now, you'll get filled in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now for filling these two. Right now, take a big breath and say, Lord, I receive right now the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come on, right now. Come on, everybody, close your eyes. Just lift up. Yeah, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Take a big breath, brother, and say, Lord, I receive. Yeah, right now. Now begin speaking. That'll come right out of there. Embroboje gera de van de ger de gesto sara de cala la labanje. Yeah, that's him. Nepotira de ger de boche kera de bara de gara de bonje zigrando doshkera. Nope, not in English. Begin letting that language come out. Nigra gesto sara. Take a big breath, sweetheart. There you go. Yeah. Now you're going to have a desire to speak out a new language. Praise God. Just go ahead. Erabaje zigrada ze de gromonjon de gera. You got to use your air and your mouth. Yeah, there it comes. That's him. That's him. Keep going. Aragashka. Come on, brother. Close your eyes. Yeah, he wants to. Flow. That's him. Keep going. Keep going. Praise God. Praise God. That's how easy it is to receive. That's how easy it is to receive. Okay, now listen. You all started speaking. You've been filled. I started speaking like this, and somebody said to me, that's the Holy Ghost. I went, it is? Are you kidding? And I sat there for 2 hours, and as I did, it's kind of like a stick shift. You know how you figure out how to let the clutch out and put on the gas, and at first you jerk? You know, it's kind of like that. Now I can drive a stick shift and not even, I drove a dump truck stick shift and could drive it, you know, so you can do that. But it takes a little yielding practice. You've received. I heard both of you speaking. You say, how do I know you received? Because I heard you speaking. Because you said, Lord, I receive. I'm going to give you a free book out there. Chapter 10 is all on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I want you to go read it. It'll answer any questions you have on Bruce's book. And it'll be a blessing to you. Hey, come on. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give God praise. Yeah. Glory to God. Guys, I love you so much. I've kept you way too long. Please forgive me. And is it okay? Okay. Do you want us to sing one more on the way out? All right. Oh, Peyton. Oh, shoot. I should have had you go do this. Anybody got a cowboy hat? I should have had you go out and get that cowboy hat out of the car. It's too late now. We'll just pretend we got a cowboy hat. I bought a cowboy hat this trip. Hallelujah. This song's fun. Do partaker. Hallelujah. It's fun. It's fun. This we got in one of Brother Hagin's meetings when we were with him. Turn it up good and loud. Yeah. Come on. Oh, I'm a partaker of his divine nature. I've been by the mercies of the Lord, I've got the life of God now living in my heart. Oh yes, I've got the blessing of God. Oh, I'm a partaker of his divine nature. I've escaped the corruptions of this world. I've got the life of God now living in my heart. Oh, I've got the blessing of God. Come on, love, joy, peace, they now reign in me. My new nature is long-suffering, humility, self-control, the brand new me. Oh, I'm not the way. Hey, put the words up here that I used to be. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. I've escaped the corruptions of this world. I've got the life of God. Sing with me. Living in my heart. Oh, I've got the nature of God. Now, here we go. No more worry. I've fixed my mind on better things. Pure and honest and just. True and lovely. Whatever's kind, excellent, and praiseworthy, with God's ability, I can do anything.
partaker of his divine nature. I've escaped the corruptions of this world. I've got the life of God now living in my heart. Oh, I've got the nature of God. Oh, come
now, I'm a receiver.
I'm a receiver.
Of his divine nature, I've escaped the corruptions of this world.
I've got the life,
life of God,
now living in my heart. Oh, I've got the nature of God.
Oh, I'm a partaker of his divine nature. I've escaped the corruptions of this world. I've got the life of God. The life of God now living in my heart. Oh, I've got the nature of God.
Amen. I love you all with all my heart. God bless you. Amen, Pastor.